We've got about 700 head that we had in the long paddock for nearly 12 months. We went as far on the stock route as Wandoan and then didn't want to be involved in going further east into the Ticks, so we were lucky to find a paddock 18k west of Roma, and that's where the cattle are at present.
Given the patchy nature of the last couple of seasons, I understand that time on that adjustment property is coming to an end, Jay.
Yes, it is, Lydia, yep. So we got another adventure ahead of us. We tried again looking for adjustment in Queensland and never got any response, never got a nibble in Queensland. But we have friends south of Birdsville who offered us adjustment last year, and we decided we'd go with them this year because they've just had beautiful rain and all the rivers are up. So that's where we're at.
Sue, did you ever think you'd send your cattle to South Australia on adjustment?
No, didn't even come into my mind that we'd go that far south. But, yeah, from what we can gather, the country looks brilliant down there. And they're very keen to take our cattle. And, yeah, that's just our option now. And, yeah, if we can keep the production going with the cows and keep ahead of things a little bit, hopefully they'll do well down there.
How important is it to hold on to that core breeding stock for you?
Well, that's all we've got. And that's what we've had after all this time. And that's our income. And, we just feel that we've got a very fertile herd and we know what they can do. So I'd have to hate to start all over again.
Was selling ever an option or thought about?
Not really, no. No, it might have crossed our mind here and there when things were getting a bit tough. But, you ride those tough moments out and we've still got our beautiful cows and calves on the ground again. So keeping our fingers crossed that this is the right thing to do.
Do you feel like at this moment that it's the right thing to send them to greener pastures down south?
Yes, we've thought about it long and hard and we've talked to the family about it and, they said, well, we're behind you all the way if this is what you want to do. And we said, well, we'll give it another shot and see what happens and take it as it comes and... Yeah, we can always change our mind later on down the track if something comes up.
Can you even imagine what it will be like, hopefully, when it's green at home to bring those cows and calves back? Do you think they'll remember the place?
Actually, we've had many a time when we've had cattle away on adjustment and what have you, and to the point of having had rain, bringing them home, it was like bringing children home on school holidays.
Oh.
You'd bring them home and hope it would continue raining and then it didn't, off they'd go again. But it's going to be amazing, fantastic. There's no words to explain how it's going to be. Yeah, we'll be popping a bottle of bubbly somewhere along the line.
Jay, it's a bit of an adventure for them, but exactly how far will they be from home?
Well, where they're going from, Lydia, is they load west of Roma and they do a 12-hour stint to Quilpie, and then they spell there and get some hay and get organised again and spend one or two days at Quilpie Yards and then load up again and go and do another 12-hour stint to this property, about 300k south of Birdsville. It's directly west of Inyaminka on the map, and that's all I know about it.
And that there's green grass there, obviously.
Lots of grass.